This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. What's 170 points worth? I'm talking about points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. 170 would put it above the 20,000 mark for the first time. We don't know when or if that will happen, but we've already come pretty darn close. So would the Dow at 20,000 be cause for celebration? Marketplace's Mark Garrison gives us a reality check.
Look, it's not like Marketplace is against fun. Those Dow 20,000 hats exchange floor traders are already wearing, great. The Berserko graphics that'll explode onto CNBC screens, love them. But if you're looking at the Dow in search of a big picture view, stop. Just stop. It's only telling you about 30 big American companies. We often say the market is not the economy. The Dow, it isn't even the whole market. USAA portfolio manager Bob Landry explains what's missing.
Small company stocks, international stocks, things like commodities and other alternative assets.
The Dow headline number alone also doesn't explain just how uneven the stock market rise is. Bank and energy stocks are doing great after Trump's victory. Tech stocks, not so much. And of course, the Dow doesn't tell us about the bond market, which is vitally important. All that being said, there is short-term impact associated with Dow record breaking. Brad Barber is a finance professor at UC Davis.
When the Dow is hitting a record high, we know that there tends to be somewhat more selling activity than buying activity in the market in aggregate.
And that kind of selling means the market often pulls back soon after hitting a milestone. Excitement-driven trading can mess up financial plans, not to mention generate additional fees and taxes. If you've got a sound retirement investment strategy in place, certified financial planner Mary Beth Storjahan has simple advice for when the Dow hits 20,000.
You do nothing. You stay the course. You rebalance every 6 to 12 months to make sure that allocation is still in line with your needs, and you do nothing else.
So when that day comes that we do the numbers and the Dow's over 20K, don't read too much into it. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.